right, welcome to the KBJ After Show podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go.
We're just making it.
Plowing through it. Yes.
It'll be cocktail hour before you know it on Friday.
I know. It is. The weeks really are just kind of flying by.
And then it'll be October 18th. You know what I mean? It just flies. What? Why is that funny?
Maybe it wasn't so much the man, but just how you said it. I don't know. You're just funny to me.
Well, thank you.
You're just funny to me. You just make me laugh. You funny man.
It just goes quick is all I'm saying.
Yeah. I did. I totally agree with you.
It does. So I guess that is the good news. It has been 2 months, and I don't know. Do you feel like it's gone by fast, or has it just been creeping by, Virginia?
I don't know. I feel like it's been 2 months. Is that weird?
No, because, yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, yeah.
There are things that have slowed down and forced me to slow down and have made me slower and appreciative. But then there are some things that, you know, we've sped up on and we've done more of, and it feels like, you know, those things fly by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, doing the show makes it go by quick. We really haven't, when it comes to show stuff, we haven't, you know, we're on an extra hour.
Mm. At first, the extra hour was like, oh, I felt it. But now I think I'm getting used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that weird?
Yeah, because I'm not used to it at all.
Yeah, it's kicking my
ass. It's kicking me in the
dick. You drank a jug of tequila yesterday.
With or without tequila, it's kicking me in the dick.
It's a dick kicker.
Dick kicker.
Yeah.
We took a break from doing some of the podcasts on Monday and Tuesday this week. I know we've been doing them. We're going to get back to that, but I think doing those on top of the show was kind of kicking my ass a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm. But well, just after a while, you're like, what are we going to talk about?
Well, that was also just it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only go over your top five snacks so many times. I get that they change it, but I mean.
Yeah, all right.
We are doing Weird and Whatever today at 3 p.m.
Okay.
We'd love to have both of you if you guys want to pop.
3 p.m. today?
3 p.m., yeah.
Okay, yeah.
If you want.
I had fun, jumped in last week. What are you guys talking about today? Do you know?
I got to start going over my prep when I get home.
Okay.
Some ghost update stuff.
Okay.
Got some Vicky emails,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. Can I talk about that thing with your boy, Elon Musk?
Yeah.
I got two or three people who saw all those satellites go down over the weekend. And at first I thought it was UFOs because there were so many.
I think they went up, right?
Yeah, they went up.
Yeah.
But then when I brought it up on the... What do you mean? You love it.
You said go down.
Well, go up. You know what I meant.
Yeah.
You guys get it.
I hear you.
But when I brought it up on the air... Nobody fucking knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, some people did. Like Scott sent us an email. He said, I heard you guys talking about these SpaceX Starlink satellites the last couple of days. I wanted to share a website, too, that they have. It's findstarlink.com that shows real-time location of the different Starlink satellites. Yeah, I don't think a ton of people saw it, but some people did. And, yeah, when you see them now, these satellites look crazy weird. They either look like sperm or now they look like little white dots across the sky, and they launch them all out of Cape Canaveral. So even here in South Florida, if you're looking north, you can be like, whoa, what is that?
Yeah, and if you don't know, you know, anything that's going on, you're on your boat, and it's at nighttime, and you just see a fucking traffic jam of satellites, you think we're getting invaded by aliens.
Yeah.
You definitely think something's up.
Well, imagine if you saw that shit in like 1978.
Oh, yeah.
The world's ending in your eyes.
And he's saying, too, that I guess it would be Friday night at 9:11 p.m., you should be able to see the satellites. If you look from northwest to south, SpaceX has now launched 242 Starlink satellites, and most of them provide satellite internet access.
It's really cool to look at. If you get a chance to check it out, I think you might enjoy it. It could be like a romantic thing you could do with a lover.
Oh.
Watch the satellites.
Lay on a blanket.
Oh, yeah. You know what they say, satellites lead to... A little heavy petting.
They say that?
At least I do.
all roads lead to heavy petting. Let's be honest.
And yesterday we have an update on that Tom Cruise in space, which just sounds like a joke, but apparently it's not. Even NASA tweeted out, NASA is excited to work with Tom Cruise on a film aboard the International Space Station.
Wow.
I guess it's going down. Tom Cruise is going to be partnered up with Elon Musk, and he's going to shoot them out into space, and they're going to film.
And they're both going to finally take off their human masks to reveal their lizard people. Cruise would, and
yeah,
Musk.
That's amazing. We were the aliens the whole time, guys. You fell for it.
If there are two humans that would be aliens, it's those two.
Well, they do have that. There's that joke in Men in Black about Dennis Rodman being one. And, yeah, who would be aliens? Somebody was talking today. We had that thing with Nicolas Cage where that girl who used to work at Disney was talking about all the celebs she had met and giving her impression of him. She said Nicolas Cage was creepy, looked like a vampire. He kind of glowed.
And he was weird.
Yeah, weird.
I promise you will not be disappointed. I think I might have shown it to you. There's a Nicolas Cage interview. I think it's from either 1989 or 1990. He is so high on cocaine. He runs out on stage, does this huge somersault. He's doing these kicks. He's having like heart palpitations, and you can tell he's trying to just keep it together, but he's on cocaine, and it is fascinating. You thought he was energetic without, you know, in Con Air?
Nicolas Cage on
cocaine. I like Coke Cage.
Yeah.
It's something else.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He might have been on the blow for that bee scene, too.
I think you're right.
This is kind of fascinating. Nathan had sent in this email. He said, allegedly, there is a manager at Grandview Market that wrote the original Stranger Things script, and it was stolen by Hollywood.
No way.
The story is wild. The guy basically wrote this whole story set in the 1980s. He was shopping it around in L.A., never got a buyer. Then all of a sudden, Stranger Things came out. The story he wrote even notes the songs playing in specific scenes. So he wrote the scene, said, play this song in this scene, and then boom, they even had that in the TV show. There's no way to know that unless his story was true. You guys should look into it. I overheard his story at Grandview once having drinks, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Now, well, if it's true, he needs to lawyer up.
And does he have proof of it?
Yeah. If you have proof and a timeline of when you sent these transcripts or manuscripts or whatever you were putting together.
If anybody knows this cat, if you like, come on, I'd like to hear his story. And what proof do you have from before? Anything that would be dated where you could say, yep, it's not just something I typed out and put a date on it.
And it's got to be the kind of proof where you can't really put any holes through. If not, then no one's...
And the only way to do that is like official government documents where you're trying to patent an idea. And the thing that's tough is that sometimes it's hard sometimes, like intellectual property. And I know there's a trick to that, and I'm not sure the legal ins and outs. Back in college, I thought for a while I was going to do that kind of stuff. But there's a whole different thing on trademark law and patents and all that stuff. And intellectual property is one of those tough things to really prove that I came up with. It's like why today we always have artists complain, big, they stole that song from me.
But I was told from somebody, let's say you write a song or something. If you upload it to a YouTube or to a social media site and it's something original, like me and Virginia write a song together and we sign our name to it. This song is written by Jason Pennington and Virginia Sinicki.
It's called Biscuit Tits.
I fucking love that. We're going to explore that content in a second.
That's our hit.
Because you have at least that, you've got a timestamp somewhere. You're able to prove that you wrote that. Compared to, let's say someone says, no, I wrote Biscuit Tits. You're like, look, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We have it timestamped right here. Do you have a timestamp? We at least have proof.
I like it.
Do you know, would that hold up in court?
I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of it. And that's just it. Like I said, it's complex. You'd have to get somebody that does that kind of law in here to say specifically what you need. I said I haven't really read up on that stuff since college, and that was early 90s, mid-90s.
Do you want to be on the hit song Biscuit Tits?
Biscuit Tits.
Biscuit Tits. Titty biscuits. I mean, go back and forth. Oh my gosh. Yeah. We got to do this.
Tisket bits.
Oh man. Can we do this today? I'll drop everything.
I'll do the rap part.
The weird and whatever's canceled.
This could be priority one. I'm not even shitting you. I need biscuit tits. That would be great fun to do.
Somebody said, you seal in an envelope, you mail it back to yourself, never open it. The USPS timestamp will be good.
Okay.
Yeah. So apparently that's one way to do that. Yeah, and some in Land of Oz said, what sucks is that all manuscripts are kept. So if he sends one to one person or production company or whatever, they don't send it back. If they don't want it, they still keep it. And I've heard that story happen a lot.
And that's so not cool.
Yeah, where people say, wait, I wrote that script and that's this and that. And they may be like, yeah, we don't like it. And they're like going, oh, wait a minute. When they get desperate and they need a germ of an idea, they may be like, they probably have even a pile of... It's not good enough to be like, we're not going to make this, but we might steal this concept and have somebody better write it.
Damn, that's cold, man.
You're looking real pretty with them biscuit titties. Oh. This is fun.
And kind of while we're on it, if anybody knows anybody, like I have somebody that because I'm in radio, they think their brother wrote a script and they got an idea. And they're like, hey, like, how do we pitch this? And they're very persistent. And I'm like, I really don't know. I'm not like, you know, I do radio. I don't really have a contact on who to pitch a script concept to.
You can pitch it to Steve Cheeseburg.
Steven Cheeseburg may take a meeting. Yeah. I gotta ask him, though. He's a busy fucker, that guy.
Well, then I'll let you talk with this cat.
No, please, got a lot to please say. Don't. I lost my phone.
You actually did leave your phone here yesterday.
I did.
You did?
Along with my pride.
All day?
No.
Oh, okay.
He got it back soon after, but it's just fun to watch.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
It's tough when you order a pizza and you forget it on a fucking bench. That's what's tough. I did that a couple days ago. Ordered a pizza?
Yeah.
Went to the convenience, put the pizza on the side, because the one time we brought food in there, a pizza, to this one convenience store, and they got lippy, like, don't bring food in here. I'm like, oh, okay. So I put it on the bench, and I got distracted talking with fucking Denny's, and drove off, and then by the time we got to I-95, like, oh shit, the pizza's on the bench. Utter devastation. We didn't go back and get it either.
Whole untouched pizza?
Some homeless guy walked up and was like, are you kidding me?
And, you know, if that, you hope that's what happened. You hope it was someone didn't sit on it and go, what the fuck is this? And then throw it away.
Right.
You hope it, but.
Well, you hope the pie didn't die in vain.
Yeah, it sucked. It was low.
Well, what would you do if you found an untouched pizza just sitting alone on a park bench?
I would never.
Never?
Eat it. Not in a million
never?
Years.
Never?
I would have to right. be just got off a yeah. desert island yes. starving.
Right.
Never.
Never.
I don't know what I would do. It depends on the situation.
We need to try it for bait. Jaybird will forget about this tomorrow.
Never's that's a word you may want to rethink.
I don't eat street food. I don't eat bench food.
You ain't hard.
I don't eat park food.
You ain't
it's just
hard.
Laying there.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
It's piping
it hasn't
out.
Come to that yet. Now, never say never.
That's what I'm saying. You can't say never.
I may one day have to change my standards when we get fired again. But for now, no bench pizza.
Should go there. It might still be there. Would you eat it if you went and it was still sitting there?
Well, it was like 4 days ago.
So yes?
No. I'm not an animal.
Got an email from Renee here. Something about a catfish episode in Jupiter. She said, I've been bored at home, obviously. So I thought this catfish episode on MTV might interest Jason. Basically, this poor girl in Kentucky, mom was killed by her dad, and then he killed himself in prison. Fast forward like 14 years, a random medium who lives here in Jupiter contacts this girl saying that her dead father is communicating with her.
Oh, my.
I Googled her, Courtney Beck, medium and healer in Jupiter. The episode ends with everyone believing her. This random murderer spirit contacted a random woman and told her about his favorite burgers and sandwiches. So bizarre. Check it out. Sounds like the movie Ghost.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's good.
Maybe that's for your weird and whatever.
But do you want to talk to your dad that murdered your mom?
Yeah, that's a fucking questions for him.
I don't know if I want to talk to him. I'm too upset that he's gone and mom's gone and it's his fault. Like, what's he going to say?
We've talked about this before, and Vicky was telling us about, you know, when someone dies and they need some...
Did Spirit just knocked that off.
See that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Spirit just knocked something off the wall, y'all.
That's him, yeah.
You know what? We need to change the subject. We need to change the subject.
Something just fell off the wall. I'm Wiggy.
We're talking about ghost stuff, this happens a lot.
I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
There you go. Get some mindless something to get the ghost out of here.
Yeah, and there's this one part where Kim is like, okay, there's no way I'm going to let you take my kid shopping, especially with what's going on. Did you see this episode, Virginia?
No, I didn't see this.
Oh, my gosh. So they are fighting over whether or not, what is it, Courtney can take Kim's kids shopping out in the whole coronavirus.
So they're
thing.
Up to speed with corona episodes already? They usually shoot way in advance.
I have no fucking clue.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to piss you off.
No, I'm just kidding.
Gosh, I hope that's not true. That they're making episodes, still making new episodes.
Oh, they are. Fuck. I'm sure they're doing it right now. I mean, they're all at home and they're quarantined. How fascinating would it be if you're a fan of the Kardashians? Yeah.
How are they riding out the quarantine?
I'm sure they got cameras running nonstop.
And there'll be some fake bullshit drama.
And then come out new Kardashian stuff now. People want to see how they're living through the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. I would watch it.
And for anybody who's mad that we're talking about the Kardashians, blame Jay Brady. May I just change the subject?
Blame the spirit.
Yeah, the spirit knocked the poster off the wall.
I don't know if y'all could hear that at home.
Probably
not.
Through
the microphone, but yeah, a wing of stuff fell off.
It was a poster board, a thank you poster from some kids.
Yeah, but we've got a lot of stuff here around this station that's just holding on.
Including us.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
that pretty much describes everything around here.
The people on the air the most.
Yeah, just holding on. So when things start giving way, I don't think it's spirits.
It's just bad energy from us.
Just what we got going on.
Someone's asked before, if I'm able to bring, or is it possible, because I'm always dealing with ghosts and I got stuff at my place, is it possible they attach to me and then they come into the studio?
You better not, you dick.
And that is a possibility. That could technically happen. If I want it to. So mind your P's and Q's.
So Nikki. You got like just a little ghost sitting on your shoulder? Is that what's going on?
Some people believe that.
You got a ghost in your pocket?
Yeah.
So you can spread ghosts like you spread coronavirus?
Some people believe that. Some people also think all this is full of shit. You know, ghosts aren't real. Corona's not real.
Is this all real?
I don't know. Are we even on?
You guys are making me feel like I'm high.
Don't go too deep.
Yeah,
not
right.
Now.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa wants to know, when is Jason's ghost story airing?
Yeah, when is your thing going to be on TV?
We are waiting to hear back from them. You know what? We'll have an answer today at 3:00 on the Weird and Whatever podcast.
Oh, wow. I guess we got to tune in.
Tune in on our Facebook Live. Please don't yell at me, YouTube. And then we'll put it right up on YouTube.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, because you've given up on YouTube and you're going to Facebook.
I have not given up on YouTube, you dick.
Got an email here that is a question for Denny's. This is from Manuel in Stewart. And it is about weed. Says he's been listening since 2000 on my way to school. Ironically,
Denny's.
Our school bus driver wouldn't let us listen to the rap station 102.3 because she said it was bad for us and we could only listen to you guys, but then what you guys are talking about was 10 times worse.
And for that, we're proud.
I mean, there's no way.
I can't listen to that rap. That's just terrible.
There's no way we're not we're worse than any station.
We're a lot worse than rap, yes. Maybe hip-hop. So the question here for Denny's, my girlfriend's been smoking the marijuana for 10 years on a daily basis. She suffers from anxiety, and that helps her with it, but she's been noticing that it's kind of taking control of her life. She's very dependent on it to the point that it's affecting her mood in a bad way, and she always forgets things. So she decided to try to get rid of the habit. It's been a few days without smoking any, but she's having withdrawals, and she feels like crap. I just want to get to Denny's thoughts on this. What are the things that he would recommend to do or to try? Should she stop cold turkey or little by little? She has her medical card, so she can get other things. I want to help her. I just don't know what to do. So what do you think, Denny's? Your expert opinion.
Well, so I've quit smoking pot probably a few times, probably about five times, and where I'm off and then I'm back on. You know how it kind of goes. But
how long would you say typically you were off for?
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first time you were.
It all depended on the motivators.
So when you were nine, that was the first time?
A girl made you do it?
Well, so there's been relationships where girls have hated pot, so I have quit in that case.
She didn't stick around, as you can see.
Yeah.
Well, you're living a double life at that point, you know? You're not happy. You got to find somebody fundamentally that shares at least some of those similarities with you. But I noticed just from quitting multiple times that, yeah, if for a while it does. I mean, anything that alters your mood or anything that alters you psychologically mm-hmm. is going to have an effect, you know? I mean, everything comes with repercussions. But I figure about 2 weeks it takes is when I notice. About anything like 10 days to about mm-hmm. 14 days is when you start noticing you don't need it. It mm-hmm. does take about that time, though. You are probably going to go through a little bit of weaning. I don't think there's a physical dependency with marijuana, but it's a mental. I think you get used to doing stuff in your life, and it's actually kind of probably harder to break routine than it is to break the addiction to pot.
Penelope in the YouTube chat is saying that you don't get withdrawals from pot. You miss it, but you don't get withdrawals.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're psychological. I think that it's it's more of your routine, or you're more or less breaking a habit than you are
and
the addiction.
And it made you happy.
And it does.
So then you don't have your happy that you would get from that.
And you're probably getting anxiety if you're using it for anxiety, and now you're not using it. You're probably getting feelings of anxiety.
You had a girl or a few different girls tell you, all right, you can't smoke the weed.
I've had multiple girlfriends. So it's weird. Pot has gotten a lot cooler over the years. It didn't used to be as cool. In fact, in high school, it carried a negative stigma
Blazer.
Through my high school days.
Mm. Yeah, I was dating this one girl, and it was very in the beginning, and you didn't really know if she smoked pot or what her whole thing was, if she was against it, and I found out she was way against it, and I'm like, oh, shit. But there was one day I was texting Denny. He's like, all right, dude, I'm coming over. You want to get high as fuck? And I sent it to her on accident.
You seem to do that a lot.
She's no longer around.
Torpedoed.
Well, I got set up on a semi-blind date. In these day and age, it's kind of hard. You know, this was still, you know, the internet was pretty prolific. But so you can look on the internet and see who the person was. But I was being set up through a friend, so I didn't know anything about this person. And we went on a date, and we were hitting it off well. And then I went to go smoke, which I thought was cool. I didn't even think of it, and she hated it. It was the only date we ever went on. It ended right then and there.
Oh, wow.
But, like, that was a situation where she hated pot so much that she left. She was done with it.
Dang.
It was like, she's like, you know, that's an illegal drug, you son of a bitch. So it was like, it sucks. You know,
what a mouth on this girl.
Yeah. But I'm saying the stigma's changed so much now that it's kind of.
Well, I remember the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which was that late 80s that had come out. And what is it? They talk about the burnouts. And burnout was like a term that you'd use for the pot smokers.
Totally.
Meaning that, yeah, you're just like, yeah, they're just totally like dumb, burnout. They have no energy.
Well, that's what.
That was the stigma of it.
I talked to Denny's about that. I go, I never would ever talk about weed on the air because of that. Because someone will, oh, you lazy fuck. And there's a lot of people who will smoke weed and they are not fucking lazy. I think you're lazy. I think that might be a personality thing. I also think you can smoke too much weed to where you become lazy. I think, but that's with anything though.
Yeah.
It's but there's a misconception,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's one of those cases of you only know the outer fringes of it. And then, you know, the fringes become what people think is the norm. Where you have a few people that are the burnouts. It's kind of like, you know, I do the hormone replacement therapy stuff, which is basically steroids. But when you think of it, you're just thinking about meatheads that are just way over the top. And there's a lot more people that do it that just look normal. You would never know do hormone replacement therapy.
Well, I was going through a tough, really, really, you don't know about my insomnia. And I had a doctor really throwing Ambien down my throat, you know, and I kept on taking it, and it really did the opposite of my life. It made me not sleep that often, and it made me I felt like I was on drugs all the time. It was terrible for my sleep.
Yeah.
And then the weed at nighttime was way better for me personally than something like an Ambien. I mean, you've talked about it too.
Ambien is crazy.
Well, sometimes I wouldn't fall asleep on it. And you're like, you're a fucking maniac. Yeah. It's terrible.
I took Ambien one time and I didn't tell Panda. And so we were going to sleep. But like, I was kind of in that twilight where you're kind of going to sleep, but you're still kind of awake. And I guess we were talking. I don't remember any of this, but I told him he looked like Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, jeez.
And he got all pissed.
I wonder why.
He still to this day is mad at me because I told him he looked like Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, man. I mean,
and he doesn't.
No, not at all. But
that's what Ambien will do to you. It'll make you look at your attractive husband and think he's Zach Galifianakis.
Well, you had that one story where the person got in the car, drove, didn't realize they had no idea they drove there in the neighborhood, and the police are arresting them. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck's going on here?
Right.
Where am I?
Because he's on Ambien.
It's crazy. Yeah.
But yeah, trying to get through 2 weeks. I feel like with the pot, that was after 2 weeks. It almost like you don't even need it anymore. You've kind of broke the routine.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I wonder too is I will tell you this. I've noticed my body chemistry changes with age, and I think everybody's does. And because you found a groove at one point in your life, and my mom says she's noticed every decade it changes. Like you just throw it all out, and you got to almost start from scratch and like relearn your body as you get older. And I'm assuming it's probably the same way with anything you do. It's medications, probably with weed too, that if you're like going, this is what I smoked when I was 20, now you find yourself at 40 and you're like going, okay, this same amount at this same time, this is just not doing it for me anymore.
Yeah.
And you got to probably just readjust and find what your new system is.
Yeah, I think you're right. Every 10 years or so, I feel your chemistry does change. My moods change, my tastes change. I've developed different tastes.
Different way
everything I do is different now.
I used to love ranch dressing. Love it. And now it grosses me out. I mean, it's got to be a different kind of a ranch for me to even put it in my mouth. I loved that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just all of a sudden, just...
Can't do it.
I love a peppercorn ranch. Mm.
Did you always love it?
Yeah, but I like a thick one. Don't give me no runny, drippy ranch. It better be thick.
Oh, Hidden Valley, you son of a bitches.
You can get the packet. Get the packet and make your own Hidden Valley and put less liquid.
You know how I feel about Hidden Valley.
Strong feelings. Fuck
you, Hidden Valley.
Well, because the base of them all is the same. The ranch portions, the spices they're using in it, it's like ranchy spices. Because technically it's all sour cream or mayonnaise, depending on what you do.
If you're looking to shit your pants, Hidden Valley is your dressing.
All right, we get it.
I hate them.
Coming hard.
I don't like them.
Rita said, I've tried everything for sleep. Nothing worked until I smoked indica before bed, and I've been sleeping like a baby ever since.
Yeah, that's the popular one.
I mean, when you were on Ambien, would you ever get a restful sleep? It was crazy sleep.
It was crazy sleep. And that's if you went to sleep. I've stayed up before on it and just wigged out.
Oh, I couldn't imagine being with a wigged out Ambien Virginia. I'd rather honestly lay with the gremlins after midnight.
It's kind of the same thing.
But yeah, that one, I have a buddy where Ambien worked for him. So I think it's body chemistry.
You'll get somebody that emails, you dicks, Ambien's awesome.
I just said, it's every medication has different effects on different people and different points in their lives.
It's body chemistry.
Well, that's why there's 9 different variations of the same thing. That's why they have to say, 9 out of 10 scientists recommend this because, not everyone does.
Yeah.
Only 1 in 5 people have side effects where they...
But 1 in 50 will have anal bleeding, just so y'all know.
Yeah, it's a popular one.
From Hidden Valley Ranch.
That should come with a warning.
Yeah, it wasn't from Ambien. It was from ranch dressing.
Got a shout out here to Regina. She's over on Facebook checking us out. She's a hospital worker, and today is National Nurses Day, and it's National Nurses Week. And there are some places that are doing deals. Like you can go to several different places and get some stuff. And other places have been going on. It looks like a McDonald's was only through May 5th, which is yesterday. So they've expired theirs.
Dunkin' is today. You can go to Dunkin'. You can't get the nitro coffee, but like a regular coffee, they will hook you up.
Yeah, somebody texted in earlier said, thanks for the word on that, Jaybird. In fact, they said, I just got my free donut and coffee at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, because of hearing you.
Woohoo!
They've got some stuff at Steak and Shake. They've got some stuff where you can get a free order of fries in the We Are All Essential program. No purchase necessary at all. That's kind of cool. Tropical smoothie. Medical professionals and first responders can contact our local tropical smoothie to have free smoothies delivered to your team.
Wow. Delivered free?
Apparently so.
I love it.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Oh. You're covering your mouth like you did something wrong.
I was just taking it all in.
He's passionate.
Nothing happened.
I you know.
Yeah, so there's a couple of different places to check out. Grimaldi's. Do we have that?
We do. Grimaldi's is downtown at the Gardens.
I hear noises from Bird.
Oh, no. That's it. No, I don't want a pizza. I don't want to get into this. I've already pissed
off. Yeah, that's
the...
right. I knew it sounded familiar. Yeah. 15% off any meal purchase at Grimaldi's.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Back when I used to go in restaurants, what I love about Grimaldi's is if you have the kids with you, they'll bring like pizza dough uncooked to the kids, and they can play with it at the table and make like little, you know, like art with it.
Oh, I remember we were sitting there one time with this drunk chick, and she just started eating it, and she had no idea. She thought it was an appetizer. And she's like, yeah, this stuff is terrible. And I was like,
it wasn't me, was it?
No.
Okay, good.
No, nah, somebody
That's
else.
A fair question.
It is.
Yeah, it wasn't you.
I get in some Grimaldi's, and I'm a little tipsy.
CC's Pizza, you can get a large specialty pizza. Do we have those here?
Yes.
Okay. At participating locations for just $5.99. It's kind of a good little deal. Olive Garden has got some stuff.
Bottomless, y'all. Bottomless bowls.
Not servers.
That would be a pretty cool concept.
But that'd be a way to get the bird there.
Your garlic stick is hanging out.
Panera, Jimmy John's, Qdoba, 7-Eleven, Einstein Brothers, BJ's Restaurant. There's a whole Red Lobster, Cheesecake Factory, Smoky Bones, Cracker Barrel.
You're giving us some bangers.
Yeah, that's some really good stuff. So there you go. A lot of specials going to be out there. So make sure you go check it. And a big appreciation to all of our nurses that are out there doing all that stuff on the front lines.
Amen.
Somebody had asked the question here in the Facebook chat. They said, is there any chance, Allison said, are you going to fix the blinds behind Virginia and Jaybird anytime soon, or does it give the room personality?
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to do a little bit with the blinds earlier.
Take care of that,
Jaybird. The one behind Jaybird is just figgity fuck.
I think that's the one.
Because I keep falling into it.
Oh, okay. Will it fix? Or is it just a matter of doing the...
We can fix it, but I'll tell you tomorrow, it'll probably get broken.
It's going to take a little bit of finesse.
Yeah.
It's going to take me a little bit of time.
Okay, I think you could do it.
But, I'll do it after the show.
Why don't you do it right now?
It's going to take forever. I know what you're trying to...
I'll give you 1 minute.
You're trying to...
You have 1 minute. Just get it straight.
Do you think Jaybird can fix the blinds in 1 minute? Okay, hold on real quick. Virginia, is it a yes or a no?
That'd be a no.
Denny's?
Well, so I know those blinds pretty intimately, and I think it's a no.
Damn, Denny's my own guy.
Have at it, dude.
Okay, here we go. Jaybird has 1 minute to try to fix the blinds. On your mark, get set, and go. All right, he's pulling on the string thing. Because what is going on is we got one side that is way higher than the other, and we're just looking to try to get a level.
He's trying. He's getting close, Kevin.
He's working it.
He's pulling the blind to try to even it out.
Yeah. He's at 44 seconds.
The sun has just hit his eyes.
He's, oddly enough, he's blinded while working on the blinds. And we are done. Not even 30 seconds. How about that?
Denny's, check it. How does it look?
I think it passed muster.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Thanks, Denny's.
That is impressive. Nice work. Didn't it make you feel good, Denny, on a great accomplishment?
It kind of does actually feel real good.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
It's still crooked.
Kiss my ass. Someone wants to know if I normally speak with all this swearing, or is it just for the show? I don't know.
It's just life, I think, right?
I think I swear a lot in my personal life.
It's just because he's hungover.
No, I swear a lot in the podcast. That was one of the things Ann used to get on me about. You speaking too dirty on that pod thingy.
Yeah, what you say on that pod thingy?
I'm trying to clean it up. I don't fucking tell you.
All right, y'all. You have a great day. Make sure you check out the KBJ replay. It does run at 6 o'clock on 97.9 WRMF. So if you miss any of the show and you're riding around your car, you can definitely tune us in then. We're going to be back on the radio and then back here live tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Goodbye.